This is a recording with Emma Muir Woodley on the 9th of May 2018. This interview is part of Artworks Volunteers 2018 project commissioned by Auckland Libraries. We're at Waiheke Library and I am Julia Mount. Now, let's start. So could you please tell me your full name and date of birth?
My name is Emma Muir Woodley and I was born on the 26th of March 2002.
And where were you born?
I was born in the Auckland Hospital, but I went straight to Waiheke and I've lived here my whole life.
Okay, now we're here today because we're interested in how volunteers contribute to the different organisations that make up Artworks. How long have you been volunteering at Waiheke Library?
I've been volunteering at Waiheke Library since exactly May 17, 2017.
Wow, okay, so nearly your year anniversary.
Yeah.
Now, what made you want to volunteer here?
It was originally I was doing the Duke of Edinburgh Award and I just finished doing the Waiheke Youth Voice and, you know, I wanted to switch something around and I thought this might be a fun idea. I had a friend who had volunteered here and really I don't have to do it anymore, but I still like doing it. It's something which I enjoy.
Now, could you describe for me a typical day volunteering at Waiheke Library?
I volunteer here every other week, so I'm usually quite unsure when I get here if things have changed around. So I usually just go and check that, like, I can go shelf books. And I usually like to start in the children's section. It's quite a nice place to be. It's quite calming. Really, the whole library is calming, but there's something about the children's section. And once that's done, usually there's non-fiction books to shelve. Someone always seems to have done all the adult ones or teenage ones. So, yeah, I usually just get to that. I only volunteer here 2 hours, so it's not particularly long.
Now, what was your first day volunteering at Waiheke Library like?
My first day was a training day. I remember one of the other librarians showed me around and showed me what everything was. I learnt about sectioning and I remember I also went into the children's section on my first day and I know it was quite interesting. I really enjoyed it, like just learning about this because I was also a librarian in primary school and I knew the Dewey Decimal system and all of the other systems of shelving books, so yeah, it was fun.
Now, what do you enjoy about being a volunteer at Waiheke Library?
How would I describe that? Spiritually, it feels good because you're doing something which helps the community and, you know, that makes you feel better about yourself. But also, like, shelving itself is quite therapeutic in a way. Like, it's quiet in here. It's not like the rest of Bonnie Row, which is, you know, bustling with tourists and cars and buses. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of a change, which is quite nice.
Now, can you describe a time when you might have helped someone who came into the library?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember any specific details or, like, specific times helping someone. I know I've pointed out books to people or sections. I'm not great at it, though.
Now, what might be some of the challenges that you would face volunteering at Waiheke Library?
That's actually a hard question because everything here is quite straightforward for me as a volunteer. I think a challenge might be, like, putting away books in a section I haven't shelved before, ones which I don't have to, like, for instance, comics and stuff, which, you know, aren't as popular.
And what skills have you brought into being a volunteer?
Oh, gosh. I think for me, I just like to get stuff done here. It's kind of how I roll, I guess.
Okay, and has volunteering given you skills for other areas of your life?
Actually, after volunteering here, I still volunteer, I went and started working in the bookshop down the road, which has given me skills for knowing where books are and knowing more about books and helping people.
Now, how important would you say volunteers are for New Zealand?
Well, I was told earlier that New Zealand can't actually afford to pay a lot of people. So, I think, well, I mean, if we're contributing to the economy, that makes me feel better about myself. And I mean, like, it feels good doing something for others, like doing something for New Zealand.
And do you have any special memory of volunteering here?
Oh gosh, I remember coming back after the school holidays and seeing the place a bit of a mess, which was, it was cleaned up very quickly. Everyone here is great, but yeah, that's quite a specific memory.
And if you were talking to someone who was thinking about being a volunteer anywhere on Waiheke, what would you say to them?
I would encourage them. I think, like, lots of people don't think of volunteering in the first place because it's things which you have to do, but you also have to pay for, and you may or may not be getting skills which you're looking for out of it, but it's something which, you know, is the results are quite unexpected, but you feel a lot better about yourself doing it.
So, Emma, I just asked you about the Duke of Edinburgh Award. Would you like to give me more explanation about what is involved with that?
Okay, so my original motivation for joining volunteering here was because I was starting an award scheme called the Duke of Edinburgh. The Duke of Edinburgh basically works by gets participants to follow four aspects, which is doing a certain amount of hours of a skill, sport, volunteering, and then everyone goes on an adventure, which is basically your activity, which you do. And I already had my skills in sports, which was violin and running, and I decided to do volunteering at the library to cover the volunteering part. That was what made me want to do this, and I'd recommend this for other people who are doing the Duke of Edinburgh, want to be, like, you know, kind of involved in their community in general, because that's another thing I've learned from this. You know people here, and, like, you feel more comfortable when you go places or go into the library because of the people you meet here. And even when you're in the library, you'll notice the regular people who you'll see just round here, just, you know, minding their own business, just buzzing about, and it's quite a community focused place. You're on Waiheke, but you're in a really good place here.
Thanks, Emma. That's absolutely brilliant.